This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. For many years, we've been warning about the disastrous consequences of releasing genetically modified mosquitoes into the wild. But of course, we've been called fake news or whatever. And we were assured that all these genetically modified mosquitoes would absolutely work great, and they would cause mosquito populations to plummet, and they would save millions of human lives from all these mosquito-borne diseases. Right? This is what we were all told. Well, guess what? The results are in. Yale has commissioned a study of the results of the genetically modified mosquitoes released in Brazil. This is a multi-year study, and the results are disastrous. Disastrous. Not only did the whole scheme not work, the mosquitoes are now back stronger than ever, but the GMO, well, the modified genes, which were never supposed to mix with the regular mosquito population because they were supposed to be basically, you know, drop dead genes. Guess what? They bled into the population of the other mosquitoes and it turned them into super mosquitoes. They are now superbug mosquitoes with enhanced resistance to insecticides. And after the initial 18 months when their populations did plummet, they came back with a vengeance and they're now back and they're stronger than ever and more resistant. And they've been basically turned into mutant superhero mosquitoes, thanks to the GMO mad scientists. And this is all admitted by Yale. So this isn't just, you know, me, the health ranger, warning you about this, even though I told you this was going to happen. I'm on the record predicting it. This is part of the reason why I'm banned, is because I'm right. I've warned about this exact scenario for years. I told you it wouldn't work. I said it could make superbugs even worse, mosquitoes in this case. Just like when you put herbicides on weeds, you create super weeds. When you use antibacterial chemicals on bacteria populations, you breed superbug bacteria, right? Antibiotics, this is what's happening. It's such a, I mean, it's common sense now to anybody who knows anything about nature. Nature adapts, nature responds, nature overcomes. And this is exactly what's happened with these GMO mosquitoes. So what Yale says is that, you know how it was supposed to be that the females would breed with these modified male mosquitoes and it would cause infertility and they would all die out? Well, it turns out that after a little while, the females were able to detect that the males were weaker and they wanted stronger males, so they stopped breeding with the weaker males that carried the modified genes. And so basically, even in the mosquito world, they wanted more macho males. They bred with the strong males that could lend themselves to the survival of the species. And they refused to breed with, well, you could say the snowflake male mosquitoes. And the same thing happens in the human world, of course, as well. Women don't want pathetic, you know, I gotta be careful here, pea hat wearing feminist males with zero testosterone. They don't like that. It's all about the survival of the species, where you have men and women. You have masculinity and femininity. They both are necessary for the species. And yet, in the human culture today, all these radical progressive leftists are saying that males are bad. Well, guess what? Even a female mosquito is smarter than a human feminist. The female mosquito chose the strong male so they could reproduce. While in the human world, the left-wing feminists, they choose transgender, you know, genitalia mutilated nullos or whatever. They can't even reproduce. The mosquitoes are smarter than the libtards. It's no joke. The mosquitoes know how to have sex and have babies. Believe it or not, that's higher IQ than your average California liberal. Now, I think that what's going to happen is that the transgenders are going to die out because, you know, in the human population, because how can you reproduce if you don't have, you know, male biology and female biology paired up in a binary relationship? How are you going to reproduce? You know, the real experiment happening today is the experiment on humans. And it's the humans that are going to die out, at least the radical left-wing humans. while the mosquitoes are going to flourish, by the way. So once again, not only are these GMO scientists dead wrong and totally full of crap, deceptive, dangerous propagandists with their mad science experiments that have now bred these super mosquitoes in Brazil that are going to kill millions of more people than they otherwise would. It's these same left-wing libtard lunatics that are pushing your children to have their genitals castrated or cut off, chemical castration, medication to stop puberty. These are the same libtard lunatics who are trying to get rid of the mosquitoes through genetic modification. I'm telling you, the world has gone insane. And that's who these people are. They're insane freaking lunatics. And again, I used to say that, of course, elephants are smarter than libtards. Elephants know that you have to have a male and a female. And it turns out armadillos are smarter than libtards too. But now the mosquitoes are smarter than the libtards in California. Can you believe that? The mosquitoes. Which means that these liberal transgender pushing progressives who are going after your children, they're pedophiles too, that they are dumber than insects. They are dumber than insects. That is now a scientific fact. According to Yale, Yale says the mosquitoes figured out how to find males that could reproduce. Yale. It's unreal. But hey, folks, this is what this is all turned into. Yeah, if you want to end your gene pool and win the Darwin Award, I don't know, join these leftists and cut off your balls with a scalpel. I mean, you'll be celebrated. Maybe you'll win an award as America's most amazing woman. But if you want to have, if you want to participate in the continuation of the species and actually be a sane, intelligent, informed, loving family person, then, check your britches, see what you got, and honor your biology, because that's what you were born with. That's what God gave you. Honor your biology, find someone of the opposite sex, and have some healthy children. Raise some healthy children. Homeschool them. Teach them the truth about the world. So you don't get caught up in this death spiral of eunuchs and all this insane stuff that the radical left is pushing. I mean, the mosquitoes figured out how to survive. You would think that sooner or later, maybe humans could too. There's a question of the day. I am so amused by this mosquito situation because, of course, we called it at naturalnews.com. We told you about this years ago. And all the science publications that claimed that we were fake news, all those science publications are wrong. So, by the way, there will be no retractions from them. There will be no apologies. They just, all of a sudden, they're just, they're completely wrong, but they are the only ones that are allowed to appear on Google or Facebook, or YouTube or anywhere else. Because we were right, we get banned. As usual, as always. Oh, and because we criticize transgender libtard lunatics who want to cut off their own children's balls, we get banned because we dare to tell the truth about this, about child genital mutilation by libtard lunatics in California and elsewhere. We get banned. So, of course, we built our own platform, Brighteon.com. And maybe that's where you are hearing this. Brighteon.com is the only place now that I know of I guess there is bitchute.com as well, but I've heard of people even getting banned on some of these other platforms. I don't know. But Brighteon.com welcomes your speech. You can criticize the lunacy of transgenderism. You can criticize science. I mean, just have your facts lined up. Have a reason. I mean, you can criticize almost whatever you want. You can't call for killing people. Obviously, you can't break the law. But you can exercise your speech in almost any way you want, as long as you're not calling for violence. And speaking of violence, guess what the surviving superbug mosquitoes are now going to commit against the people of Brazil, thanks to all these mad scientists. Yeah, it's going to be insect-borne violence. Here comes your super malaria and all the other diseases that are mosquito-borne diseases. Guess what? The Brazilian people have science to thank for all this new wave of death and suffering that's coming now. Thank you, science, for screwing up our insect population and turning them into super mutant, superbug mosquitoes. Thank you, science, for ruining more life on Earth, because that's what science is good at today. Unreal. But I publish science.news if you want to check out some real reporting on science. Just check it out, science.news. And of course, listen to my podcast on Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. And by the way, at the end here, I'm not actually as angry as I sound here. I'm just excited. I get a little, it's just amazing what's happening. I'm actually not angry. I'm just freaking out that the world wants to commit suicide with this stuff, and they censor all the people who are correct about this and other risks of science. And I'm the one who called it, man. In 2013, I put out a save. It was SOS. It was called SOS, and it warned about the dangers of science that is self-replicating, the self-replicating, you know, genetic weapons or genetic mistakes. I warned about this in 2013. It was 6 years ago, and here we are. Exactly, it's happened exactly as I warned. And it's just, you know, here we go. It's so pathetic, and it's so predictable. But thank you for listening. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. healthrangerstore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com.